Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast room. I am Corrine Lawrence, actor and doctor. You can follow me on CorrineLawrenceActor.com. That's CorrineLawrenceActor.com. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram. So on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how actors approach their representation. Who are the people in the industry that represent the actors? We are always getting questions asked about who's who in the industry, an agent or a manager. Do you have an agent? These kinds of questions. So here, let's get to some of the basics. What is the difference between a client and talent and an agent and a manager? And who are they in the industry? Well, talent agencies have agents that work in an agency on behalf of their performers. Management companies have managers that also work on behalf of their performers. Talent agencies and management companies refer to their performers as clients. They also refer to their performers as talent. So essentially, talent and clients, those two words are used interchangeably. Now that we've got the name designations clearly defined, what does being represented actually translate to? It is such a common question. Good representation actually happens by a number of things. And how does an actor find someone to represent them? What do you look for? How do you know you've found the right person? Where do you start? Well, it begins with getting established in a professional relationship with someone who knows and understands the business of the entertainment industry, and clicking with someone who recognizes your specific skills and your talent. Is that person approachable? Do you feel comfortable? Can you talk to them? Are they easy to talk to? Do you believe that the person sees your potential? Are you able to work together as a team? Are they able to work with you as a team? Will that person take time for you? The other thing to look at is, does the agent or agency have any specific union affiliation, such as SAG-AFTRA, the Screen Actors Guild of union affiliation? Are they what we call a SAG-AFTRA franchised agent? Would you be signing with the right type of agent? Agents specialize. Is it, for example, a commercial agent to do commercials, or a theatrical agent to do television shows and film? Is it a sports agent or a print agent? Are you a model? Are you connecting with someone who will actually pitch you to help you get bookings? We all want to be pitched, and our representatives help to advertise us, so to speak, to casting directors and producers. It's essential that you find someone who has both the ability and the desire to guide your specific career. Is that person willing to work within your boundaries and the boundaries that you mutually agree upon? Your relationship with that person must have mutual respect. That goes without saying. And are you and your representative both being accountable to each other? And are you both being professional? They expect the same thing from us actors as we expect from them. And have we found someone who believes in our dream? That's a huge, huge, huge thing. What's the difference between an agent and a manager? Agents actually specialize, as we just discussed. Agents can have a union affiliation, as we also just mentioned, but not all of them do. Non-union agents do non-union representation. They have no union affiliation. Other agents promote a specific area of your career. Managers, on the other hand, are broadly versed. They have no union affiliation, and they develop, guide, promote, and advise all aspects of an actor's career. Agents and managers both can actually submit talent to casting directors, producers, and clients and advertisers for consideration for bookings. Agents and managers are actually both paid commissions by their clients for the roles that they book for their clients. But is it necessary to actually have both a manager and an agent? That's also a really common question, and it's a good question. Every entertainment career has a beginning and moves along at a varied pace. Every performer has unique gifts and talents and skills, and they each have their own training that distinctly separates one performer from another. Knowledgeable agents and managers, in my opinion, and in most actors' opinions, is an essential part of an actor's successful career. That's it for today's podcast. Stay tuned for my next podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Corrine Lawrence signing off.